back to the Hey Roadie podcast, where we take a deep dive into the Ocean State. These are your hosts, Chris and Jenna.
For those who, because you can't see, he walked in and I thought he was John Cena because of his haircut.
Well, hey, listen, when you have the same barber, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, so remember we last episode we recorded, or it was released, whatever the order is, we had Anthony from Skip's Barbershop on. And he like left a nugget that one of his guys is the WWE's barber. I don't really know anything about wrestling, but we're like, oh, that's cool. And then we had our leading ladies party, and I need to get a haircut. Surprise to everyone in the room. I waited the exact last minute to book said haircut at like Wednesday at 11 o'clock at night.
That tracks.
Anthony wasn't in, so I just grabbed a random guy to work with, and it was Jose. And it turns out he's the barber for the WWE. And the only names I recognized were The Rock and John Cena. So who hairs he's cut.
So then were you like, I want to look just like John Cena?
Yeah. I was like, give me the Cena cut. But yo, what a crazy job. Like he just flies to wherever they are every week. And like it's his story. He's going to have to come on the
podcast.
Does
he have a PJ?
What's that?
A private jet?
I doubt it. I'm sure maybe they put him on one. But I don't think he would.
Do you know Nick? He's shaking his head no.
I highly doubt. The barber. By the way, Nick's on the podcast
today. Oh, yeah, Nick's here. By the way, well, producer Nick's back, everybody.
I highly doubt he has a private jet.
But I bet they use a private jet for him.
I mean, maybe. Like, if one of them needs something real bad and they want to just send theirs to go come get him, or, like, the WWE's happens to be in the area, then sure. But yeah. I think, like, the minimum price on a private jet's, like, $10,000 a flight. Or something similar to that, because I looked it up before for a bachelor party to be like, oh, if we have 16 people splitting it amongst, like, maybe it's actually affordable.
It's not.
It's still not affordable.
Okay, bougie.
But what a cool job. Like, how do you get that hyper niche position, like, to become the, like, I think it's another guy too, but he's what he told me is the people that he was doing it at some, like, freelance level or whatever, and eventually the wrestlers eventually just kept requesting him and the other people, so, like, he's still your official barber. And then he moved to Rhode Island. He's from the area originally, and he was living in Florida or whatever, but really nice guy too.
Yeah, I think you just land in it, because one of the barbers at Boulevard Barbershop in Woonsocket used to be the barber for like a lot of the New England Patriots too.
Yeah, just
you end up doing one of them, and then they get a good haircut. Yeah. Oh, who'd you go to? Oh, he's
word
close. He's
mouth,
right up.
Yeah,
you told me he cut Elsa's hair from Frozen. That was just a PPAC. Which I
like the character actor?
Yeah, the actress.
Gotcha.
For her, not for the theater, for like,
oh, okay,
for her actual hair.
I'm like, they cut the wig?
No, yeah. But that's, it was cool.
Somebody's got to cut the wig at some point, right?
Who does cut the,
I don't know,
right?
Hair people? But
the hair and makeup.
It's funny. So Jenna, we've done this like 4 or 5 episodes together. And within like the 5 we've done together, it's already bled into like our personal lives. Like, I've run into Denise now twice since we recorded with her, and we ran into her last night, saw her last night at Leading Ladies. And then I'm like, I went to Anthony's to get Skip's to get my haircut. Anthony wasn't there that day, but all the guys working there, like Nick and Jose, like they had listened to our episode why they were cutting hair one day.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Pretty cool.
They said it was hilarious. And like, mind you, I did a podcast for like years, and for like 7 of the years, no one ever had no effect in my personal life at all. So you're having a different treatment. So it's really fun. It's so cool, like, to record with people. Oh, and I got to talk to the JoJo again. Like,
love them.
I know.
They sent me, actually, I was wearing the earrings last night. The prettiest color. It's like a light purple, and it's called Lavish. So I guess I'm lavish.
Playing on,
you know,
lavender. Lavender.
Oh, I didn't even think that.
Nick, you're gonna appreciate that episode, because I was a little semi well behaved, but at one point I basically was asking them if they had a hot mom. Turns out the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Freaky Deaky Beth.
That place.
Yeah. Freaky Deaky Beth.
I get some point. Like, you ever meet someone, I'm like, I just feel like you have hot parents. Like, they looked like they came from like a good looking family.
I mean, if you have like siblings that are all good looking, the chances of their parents also being good looking are pretty high.
Yeah, and the JoJo, they're a good looking bunch of gals, and hilarious, and they're wonderful. But I don't know what for some reason, like, tell me about your mom. Tell me about Alvin. Tell me about your mom. That's her dad.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why we did that. It took a turn.
Don't say we.
No, it's just mostly
you.
Jenna.
No.
Yeah, it was me. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I mean, we got a quick mention of it in there, but we are hot off the heels of our Leading Ladies party, which was last night. We had
so
it at Cello's on Post Road in Warwick, which was a really good time. I had fun. I mean, I think a few of us are a little worse for wear after
guilty
a night of drinking.
And Wendy's for some of us.
Okay. Wendy's. I'm already filled with regret.
No, I've
but you turned Wendy's. It into early morning cardio. So
that was the regret.
Yeah, yeah, I did. You know, almost threw up at kickboxing, but it's fine.
Yeah, that was and that came out in our issue. The Leading Ladies was in our last issue with the travel issue that Elise did, and the covers. Oh my God, those things flew out.
Yeah, they look awesome.
Providence Monthly had the Beatrice on the cover. What was the So Rhode Island? Was that?
I don't know. I think you have it next to you, don't you?
I have this one.
I can tell you.
Yeah. I can see it because the picture is so beautiful.
See, just so everybody knows, when we're working on the publications, we're working like a month in advance or 2 months in advance. So like for me, March ended a month and a half ago. So all these things that people are like referencing the cover because they just had them in their hands. I'm like, I stopped like worrying about March forever ago.
Yeah.
At least a month before the month actually starts, I'm done with March and moving on to April.
Is it Ocean House is on the cover?
It's Weekapog.
Weekapog. Okay.
Yeah, they have really cool covers on those.
I never. Where was the bay? What was the bay?
Okay, hold on. Just throwing this at me.
Yeah.
Jenna's the only one sitting in front of a computer. Yeah. So,
dude, I'm so jealous of Elise getting to go to all these spots.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like,
and these flew off the shelves.
Oh my God!
I've had a few people reach out to be like, "Oh, where can I find a copy?" I'm like, "I don't think you can."
Yeah, I had to go.
Good problem to have.
Yeah. But. And especially my, you know, me and Foot all day in Providence, I go to all the spots to see where things are moving, where they're not moving.
Yeah.
Could not find one by the end of the month.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. It stinks when, you know, you run out before the month's over, but did you get our answer on the bay?
Yeah. It's a Hotel Viking.
I love that place.
Hotel Viking's great.
I've stayed there.
I haven't stayed anywhere.
Oh. I haven't.
I'm poor.
I stay in a cave because I'm Nick.
Yes, exactly correct. I carved it from stone myself.
Help, I'm poor. Help, I'm poor.
But now we're fresh out. Now we're fresh on our April issue, our home guide issues, and I'm holding a fresh Providence Monthly in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rhode Island. I didn't have a Hey Roadie or the Bay with me yet, but
yeah, they just came out. I just saw the boxes up
it
front.
It came out so good. I wanted to touch back on cellos because I wanted to have a segment where we dedicate pop culture references of Rhode Island in the current media.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of cellos, did you see that Ricky Stickley movie, The Farrelly Brothers?
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Speaking of John Cena.
Yeah, speaking.
Oh my God, yeah, he is in it.
Cellos shares the meme. I think it was Cellos Instagram. It's like, are you telling me that Cellos is not a fucking diner? And a cover, Providence Monthly was featured in that movie too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I had completely forgotten about it. They reached out to whatever their PR team or their set dresser or something reached out to us like 2 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe more, somewhere in that range. Just saying like, because they shot the whole thing in Australia.
Yeah.
So they need to try to set dress to make it feel more like Providence, which, you know, they did a decent job of.
Yeah.
But then they had like, they left a restaurant in that's just an Australian restaurant for some reason. I don't get that. But either way, I totally forgot about it. And then it showed up because I'm in a group chat. One of my friends is a cello and he sent in a thing like they had sent him like a screenshot or something of, or no, it was the preview for the movie.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's right. We might be in that movie somewhere.
Yeah.
We are.
Sent them some Providence Monthlies. And yeah, we pop up here and there, I think.
And a good friend of my friend Brian, who future podcast guest as well, his uncle went to college with the Farrelly brother, or one of the Farrelly brothers, like very close. So I was telling Brian about that. So, and I guess he was just at the boombox with Peter or Bob, one of the Farrelly, for whatever PC game was just here.
Yeah.
And so it got back to them of how much that meant to us, that our publication made it in there. So shout out Brian for doing that for us. Cause I told that to Abigail too. It was like, just so you know, the Farrelly's like, to me, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. And now the other pop culture stuff.
They're Rhode Island boys, aren't they?
Are they from, they're from your town, right?
I don't remember where they're actually
Cumberland,
from.
I believe.
Oh, Cumberland. Yeah. They used to premiere their movies in Woonsocket.
Like
the first couple of them. They did it at, what is it? Is it Stadium Theater?
Stadium Theater. Well, you know how all their stuff will feature like adults with like developmental disabilities? All that was because I used to work with their aunt who is no longer with us, Pat Farley. And that was because of her. She's actually a sister of Mercy Unknown, but they ran Refocus where I also used to work. And they grew up around with all those people with like disabilities and stuff like that. And they always show them in like a really loving, wonderful way. And hilarious. But that's all because of Pat and Refocus. And I always thought that was really cool. That was really nice.
Well, that's similar to Shane Gillis, stand-up comedian. His family has a cafe in like their hometown, and they hire all people with Down syndrome to work there.
No
and
way.
Like, so he makes jokes about it, and then people get like kind of upset. You know, like, he's yeah. making fun of it. He's like, you've obviously never met somebody with Down syndrome. They're yeah. happier than any of
They're
us.
They're people.
Yes. Yeah.
They have the best lives compared to us. Like, they are such happy people. Yeah. They're great. And you know what? They think it's funny. So
to not make fun of someone, not make fun, but not joke about it is actually erasure. That's how you erase people. Like, inclusion is yeah. is like treating like everybody else. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I worked with that community. I worked with I used to work. I did overnights at Aaron Briggs on Carrington Street, which was a Section 8 housing. But we had like 5 or 6 residents within that housing.
I feel like you've lived like yeah. a lot of lives.
I look back now and be like, oh yeah, I guess. And I just like moved here. I remember, oh my God, it would be fun. I remember we would sit there at night and with the security guard watching The Real Housewives of the OC and watch the window, and people would like keep an eye on the parking lot, and people would try to go near my car. Like, hey, and like scare people away. I have some stories I will pause on. but yeah, it was a pretty great experience. The other couple pop culture things I have to bring up that I'm so excited about is that I just saw the new Ghostbusters movie, and Patton Oswalt referenced H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, yeah?
It made me...
What did they reference?
H.P. Lovecraft.
Makes sense for a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, he's a horror author from Providence.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Like, slightly problematic history, but, you know, still a
personally, you can't be a problematic...
It wouldn't be from 100... Rhode Island yeah. without that.
Personally, I don't think you should get on someone's case from being a shithead 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's let it be.
Yeah, for the most part. There's some exceptions to be made, but yes, yeah. You're absolutely right.
He's long dead. And then the most exciting Providence thing to me was there's a new show on Peacock called Good Ones, which is based off the podcast Good Ones, a show about jokes that I absolutely love. And it's a docuseries following comedian Mike Birbiglia creating his set. I think it's for the Old Man in the Pool. First episode, 46 minutes long, all at the Columbus Theater, all in Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
All wow. of it. Well, he used to live in Providence. His brother still lives here. Like he did like 6 nights at the Columbus. He does the upstairs. I don't know if you ever been to the upstairs in the Columbus. It's like 300 seaters.
No.
I don't get out that much.
It's nice. Well, no, it's shitty, but it's not. It's where you want to see a really well-known comedian trying stuff out, because it's super small and intimate. Victoria and I went to one of them.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for yeah. in a comedy show.
Beautiful theater. And then he actually, in the thing, he has jokes about like staying at an Airbnb in Barrington and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
I really want to get him on the podcast.
I like Birbiglia.
I love
him. Very funny.
I believe during the pandemic, he was doing his podcast, Working It Out, in Providence. He shouted out Pizza Marvin on Jimmy Kimmel, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
And he's in a Taylor Swift video. So, I mean, now we can get to Taylor, right?
Finally.
Yeah. We have a couple ways to get to Mike, which I'm going to work on.
All roads lead to Taylor.
Yeah. Past guest of this show that you interviewed before, Jenna and I here, Chuck Staton.
Worked on Taylor Swift has never been on this episode
not
on
yet.
The show.
I don't think she's ever done a podcast, actually.
Why would
not
she?
That I know of.
Well, I mean, a lot of famous people do, but I don't think she does. Would you think? I don't know if I would be able to do it. I'd just be like, pretty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Chuck has, you know, since he like ventured out into New York and kind of got with a lot of the comedians, he's got a lot of connections with all those guys.
Yeah, he worked on it. I think he said he was doing some of the filming for it. I'll have to ask him. Maybe he'll come back on. I don't know. At this point, we've said that to about so many people. We'll see what happens.
Right.
But it made me really excited. I love when Rhode Island kind of makes it into any sort of like, or then the Barstool Sports guy just did a whole bunch of pizza reviews here too.
Yeah.
Did you watch them?
Dave, yeah, I saw some of them. I didn't see all of them. I don't watch the full videos. I always just catch them on like
the clips
on yeah. Instagram or YouTube Shorts.
You go ahead.
You don't follow Miss Peaches?
I do follow Miss Peaches.
I got the sweatshirt where she's stitched on it.
Oh, really?
Who's that?
It's
Miss Peaches. It's Dave
Port. Dave's rescue dog.
Aww.
She is just a gem.
Where does he goes to Di Petrillo's, I think, in Johnston, and tries a pizza strip, and then insults Rhode Island, and then they give him like a traditional slice of pizza, and they get a good rating. But he's like, if you call this pizza, people of Rhode Island are going to starve. And Reddit and like people online went to town.
Well, I mean, it's fair. It's not pizza.
I like it.
It's bread with sauce on it.
Yeah,
I'm all about the cheese.
Yeah,
if there's no cheese,
I'm not saying that I don't like our pizza strips, but it's, you know, it's kind of, it's like the pizza chips, like they're kind of pizza.
Yeah,
it's not really pizza.
And then he went to somewhere on Hope Street too.
Were you following him?
No, I watch it on YouTube. Like it shows up my YouTube at night. If it's in Rhode Island, I'll watch. Like he went to a few places, and some years back, I'm in a number of pizza fanatic Facebook groups.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So he was not kind to Rhode Island pizza a few years ago. So this is like the redemption.
Yeah.
Because like, dude, our pizza scene here is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Where are your spots?
Mine?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, because I'm always, there's so many good ones, but I always want to find out where everyone goes.
What is it called? I should know this. It's on Broadway. What is it?
Hotline?
Called? No, not Hotline.
Not Gusto.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is it good?
So
I haven't been good. In years.
And they have great, like, chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
And the people in there are, like, so kind.
Yeah, I do love Goose. That's whenever I'd go to the Columbus, that was like I'd stumble over afterwards. I love nothing better than going like I haven't done it in a minute, but going out to like something and then like my whole life problem is like I always love the hang, but I was always more interested in going to like the after party or the diner. Yeah. I was like the party's cool, but I want to go hang out. We don't really have any good 24-hour diners around here anymore. Well, that seemed to die with the pandemic.
I mean, they don't even really have them in New York anymore.
Yeah, they kind
of them closed down early now. It kind of ruined the whole New York diner scene.
Yeah. Did you ever? I spent a lot of time in New York, New Jersey. So, like, the culture there is, the diner culture is like, oh, it's the fucking best.
I've only been to New York like, probably like 4 or 5 times, but not, I haven't been at all in the past 10, 15 years. I went a lot when I was a kid, like for like museum trips and stuff like that, or like trips for school.
I haven't been since the pandemic.
I went last year. Did I? No. Yeah, I did.
You were working here when you went.
Yeah, just we did like a weekend.
Did you have a bachelorette party?
No.
Was that something different?
That was something different. We went out in Boston for that. But
Boston.
But yeah.
Augusta. What about Nick? Where are your pizza spots in Rhode Island? What are your go-tos?
So I don't do pizza that much anymore just because it messes with my stomach. But like I will here and there. I was a big Pizza J guy for a while.
Love that place.
When our office used to be in Pawtucket, and like pretty much anything in Providence was like 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I would go there a lot. And then honestly, I don't take trips for pizza that often. Wow. So like I'm in, Northern Rhode Island area. So it's just the stuff that's around me. I mean, it's whatever you can get delivered, really.
Can you get Twins where you are, or is that too far south?
No, way too far.
Twins is good.
I mean, delivery places are pretty much like within, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Give or take. So, I mean, none of the places that anybody's ever heard of are going to be on my list of places that I get pizza from, because I'm way up there.
You guys will have to make the trip. If you've had Jeff's in East Providence, it's like New Haven style elevated. So
oh no! When you say Jeff's, I think of the sandwich place.
No, not Jeff's superlative. Jeff's with a J.
I used to go to Jeff's superlative sandwiches a lot.
Yeah, same.
What would you get?
What was the name of it? I did have one that I would get. Now I'm gonna have to go online and find it. But we used to go. I think it was Tuesdays. They did buy one get one.
Oh,
and like they're not super cheap sandwiches, especially when you're like, I don't know, 20 and even poorer than I am now. But so we would go on Tuesdays and like split it. You just split the cost of one sandwich and get two of them. Yeah, they were awesome. I have to go.
And they used to be on Benefit Street, right?
Yeah.
Now they're on South
Water. Yeah, they moved.
The new place is nice.
Well, okay, Chris, I have a question for you. So Friday night, I'm going to see Lil Sasquatch.
Oh, Lil Sass.
At Comedy Connection.
Lil Sass is
I don't know who that is.
He's from, like
Barstool.
The Yak. He a son of a boy dad. Mm-hmm. But I like kind of listen to the Yak just because Josh has it on like all the time.
Love that place.
So is Jeff's the pizza near Comedy Connection?
Yeah, it's on like Waterman, I want to say. It's not far.
Okay, cool.
It's hard to get in. It's one of those places they sell out kind of quick and they're kind of rude and you can't. Well, they've been polite every time I've been there. But in that sense of like that they sell out, you're just done.
Sounds like home.
Yeah, it's so good. I put that in my top 5 for pizza like in Rhode Island, like Jeff's, Pasquale's in South County.
Yeah, that is good.
Batola in Cranston, which I think is super underrated. It's one of the best closest to that's closest to like the Lombardi's, like that, like real old school New York pizza. Where else? Oh, now I'm drawing a blank. Where I do Pizza Jake rather frequently.
By the way, I found nice the sandwich lettuce. I used to get was the Rita Fusco.
Ooh. Okay, what's in it?
Genoa salami, pepperoni, imported ham, and provolone.
And then okay, all also, the cured meats.
I would also right. do the gagger, which is hot roast beef, pastrami, onions, American drugs. Golden's mustard, and celery salt. And then there is a Providence Monthly sandwich at Jeff's. It's not something I would have gotten, but
what's in it?
I don't know. I just feel like we should start calling Nick the Gagger when he comes on the show.
The Gagger. I would hey, the Gagger's here.
Hey, can I get
nobody calling me the Gagger?
Can I get the Gagger?
Hey, we got the Gagger here.
Providence Monthly sandwich. I just saw. Oh, it's a grilled chicken with Munster on a bun with lettuce, tomato, onion, avocado, and shed sauce. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad.
Sounds too healthy.
The shed sauce is very good.
Pizza Marvin. Pizza Marvin, nice slice. I got to put them on the other. Have you been to Pizza Marvin yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
They're wiener fries.
You live in Providence, right?
Yeah. I'm right off of.
Yeah, you don't have an excuse. You should be going. No,
I'm actually not going to say it. I'm learning to stop myself from saying where I live.
Here's my address and my social security number.
This has happened a few times
blood
to people.
Blood type.
I know. I just say it.
You and Denise were like, here's where I live. I was like, ladies, you might want to cut that out.
Yeah, I'm like, I live in the northern region of Rhode Island. She's like, I live on this street.
I'm like, right off of it.
Here's my address.
I used to live in Providence, so I can get away with that.
But yeah, like,
I don't live there anymore.
I lived in Providence for like a year.
What part?
Like near the Coca-Cola bottling company.
Oh, I don't even know the name of the neighborhood.
It's right near like Olneyville. I think it's just
not Olneyville.
It's just outside.
There's parts of
Olneyville Wieners was like three blocks from me.
No, Baba's, right? On Smith?
No, Olneyville.
Wait, the Coke factory? Or am I thinking the Pepsi factory?
Coca-Cola bottling company is like, it's on the west side.
Oh, okay.
It's kind
of
near.
I know where it is.
It's not the greatest area of Providence.
I was going to say, I used to live in South Providence. It was awesome.
That's how you get your thick skin, you know?
Yeah, it is. And like I lived in the West End when I first moved here. Well, I grew up in Meriden, Connecticut, which is not nice. So like,
we were like a 5-10 minute walk from like the Providence Place Mall.
So oh, okay, you're that.
You're like right in that direct
area. Oh, okay.
I don't know that neighborhood. I know what you're talking about. That neighborhood name because I think it might be Valley.
So I think technically it is Olneyville. It's just on the very outskirts of Olneyville.
I just had the most stereotypical Olneyville experience I think one could have. Last week, I took your advice, Nick, actually. We were as my job as an account manager, like getting to know business owners, you, especially in Providence, you know, people are getting hit up a lot. So you really got to do that extra mile to get to know people. And I wanted lunch. So I went to New York System only in Olneyville and sat at the counter and had a hot wiener and by the end of it, I was like just ended up talking to all the staff and it was me and that ended up being a few Teamsters from the movie Ella McKay that they're filming right now. And I feel like that's the most like Olneyville Providence experience is just being like sitting around with a bunch of Teamsters and a lot of like, hey, oh, hey, gabagool. Like it was the most stereotypical experience that only.
Gabagool. Wait, can I have a. Hey, I got a question for you. Are you saying Teamster?
Teamster.
Team, like T-E-A-M.
Like
the grips. So the people who do all like the hard physical labor.
Oh.
They're usually like
I didn't know
local.
That was like even a term.
Yeah, they're usually the union guys.
I say a Teamster is a union guy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Teensters. Oh, I'm like why don't you just say teenager?
All the Teensters.
All the teenagers.
The Teensters these days. They got it easy.
It was like a bunch of very, very large older men who were really buff and who could still kick the shit out of me and I don't know where they would land in the political spectrum, but they were hilarious and super fun. Like, I don't even think they care about movies. It's like, it's like the least glamorous work you could do in the film industry.
Yeah, which, very necessary.
Which I would say 90% of the film industry is like really blue collar work. And then 10% of it is like glam. Like there's like one Jamie Lee Curtis and then there's someone who has to stand there and hold a boom mic for 12 hours a day.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I could do that.
All the weird stuff that goes along with unions where it's like, if there's a guy that tapes down wires, nobody else is allowed to tape down those wires. You're taking somebody's job.
And Boston's supposedly very mobbed up in the Teamsters union.
I don't know if that's really like as much of a thing anymore. Yeah. It's more just a holdover of like, you know, the guys that were kind of, you know, higher ups then. You know, you still got like their kids and stuff that it's more of, you know, what did you call that? Like nepotism.
Yeah.
It's kind of handed down.
Oh, yeah, like Nepo babies.
Yeah, except the Nepo baby you don't want to be, because like you want to be the Nepo baby who gets like Dakota Johnson, because you're
gonna. I hate that new thing. It's like the Nepo babies. It's like, yeah, if your parents own a company, you're going to get a high position in that company.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not a film thing.
Being in the world.
Except how come no one here's kids work here?
I don't have any kids.
I know, like Barry's kids or any of our publishers, their kids don't. They're all
then most of them don't even live in the area anymore.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Well, Barry's kids are New York and California.
Aw. I just assumed he had kids. I didn't know anyone.
He does have kids.
I've talked to Richard about his kids, but I think they're adults.
I think John's kids are lawyers.
We don't want to be like you, Dad. We want to stay away from the media.
The publishing stuff. I mean, I don't blame them.
I can't complain.
Yeah. They would be in my position. And if anybody else wants it, they can have it.
They probably don't. They're like, nah, we're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
So have you guys read through the new Providence Monthly yet by chance?
Again, I did a month ago. You did.
Yeah, it's been a while.
See, you guys this are so different. Problem. I look at the proof and then I read it for leads too. But
being on the production side of things, you see everything way in advance, and then all the salespeople will be talking about the magazine when it comes out, and they get to thumb through it and show it to clients. But like I've already moved on to all of the articles in my head are for May or June stuff.
It's my favorite thing is when someone gets a nice write up and I get to like go over and show it to them and see people's reactions like. I know for you, especially probably for you, Nick, you've been here a lot longer. You've been here longer than us. And even talking to the editorial team, like you probably get used to it. You're not like you don't ever see it. But like for some people, like they've never been in a magazine before. They've never seen an imprint. It means the world to people.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's amazing. I mean,
think about how excited you were when like your T-ball team got on like the local newspaper or something when you were a kid. It's like imagine if the write-up was a multi-page write-up in a statewide publication about your business that you
Your heart into.
Yeah.
And we're us. We're not like we're not gotcha journalism. It's like we're nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like if you make it into our magazine, it's a good thing. We're not like a divisive we're like hell to earth. Like if you're doing something, it's because you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a shout out. You guys picked a great article. I want to shout out is I think I'll use the word friend loosely because I feel like I use that too often. But Tribble, Ashley Tribble was in the influencer page and I met Tribble. She had come to one of our podcast meetups. She's a podcast producer for the podcast Deadass, which is like a comedy podcast on iHeartRadio. And then I just moderated a panel that she and produced at Lit Arts. And she shouted out Lit Arts in the article too. So it was all around the same time. It came out really, really good. She's hilarious. I think she's a public radio host or something like that. I didn't know that about her. I only knew her for the podcast space. She's
interesting.
Huh. She's really funny.
It's funny, man. I used to do a lot more of the photos for the influencer column, and now I only do them here and there.
Yeah.
So like I used to get to meet all of the people that were going to be the influencer column all the time. And now it's, a lot of people are getting better at having their own promotional photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they've realized like, if you want to be featured in something,
you gotta
a lot easier if they don't have to hunt you down and then get the photo and do all that kind of stuff. So now the demand for me having to take the photo is a lot lower than it used to be.
One time, a couple of years ago, I was Providence Journal did an article about like Rhode Island podcast, mm-hmm. and they Rob Duguay, a wonderful writer, included me in that, and like they asked for like you submit whatever. Of everyone who submitted, and by no means I was not like the biggest name or anything like that. I was the only one who submitted a professional headshot in color. So because of that, I was on the front page of their article.
Yeah, you were the only website. Photo they had.
I was the only good photo they gave, and I it has nothing. And my brain would have been like by status. It was like, nope. you responded and you gave us a photo, which is like 90% of what it comes down to, which is just like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I tell the sales folks all the time, and when I'm just, out at parties or whatever, and I'm talking to potential clients or existing clients, the best way to advocate for your business is to just advocate for yourself. Like, sure, I can understand not wanting to pay for a professional photo shoot, but do it once every, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Have it on file.
Yeah.
Have one kind of full body one headshot, and be able to, like, when something cool is going on, send it out to everybody. Like send it to all the outlets, do all that stuff. Then you will get covered, but you have to advocate for yourself because there's whatever at our organization, we have a few people in editorial And their job is to scour the state and find stuff. And there's a ton going on. So the best way to get covered is to just make it easy to get covered, really.
I wish I knew that stuff earlier. And my headshot was from a freelancer from here, Gina. And I'm going to, I don't want to mess with her.
Oh, Master Stefano?
Yes.
Yeah.
She did my, she did my headshot and at a very good price back then when I first, and I used that thing for like 5 years until I used my new one that Nick had took for us.
Have you ever tried the AI headshot?
I've seen some of that.
Give it a photo and it regenerates them?
Yeah. Are they good?
Yeah.
Well, the ones I see online look great. Yeah. And then I uploaded like 5 pictures of my face. And I'm like,
not so much.
This isn't me. Like, it looks nothing like me. I'm like, she's stunning, but it literally looks nothing like me.
You're like, make me Queen of the Dragons.
Yeah,
like, literally. What can we do here?
I'm like, oh my God, she's beautiful. I wonder but how, it's like, it yeah. doesn't look like me.
Yeah, I could see that. What's that makeup called where it changes your contour? Contour?
Contour.
Contour?
Yeah, is it like the same thing? Like, I get this is good. I'll leave out many details, but I used to work with someone. I don't even say the job because this is kind of mean. And they got married. And I remember seeing their wedding photos and being like, that doesn't look like you.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Especially wedding photos. Sometimes people go a little overboard on it. Because the wedding photo is going to be around forever. So
but there needs to be a level.
You
like
want it you. To look be as good, the best version of you you can, that to you is the best version of you.
Yeah.
You're going to have those photos for the rest of your life.
But it should
so
be
I get
you.
It.
It should
it
look like
a little
you
much
elevated. Like that's the point of makeup. Yeah. But this was like this person, it was like, if you did a side by side, like those are
depends on your makeup artist too.
You like did two different people,
and whatever happens to be trendy when you're getting your wedding done.
Have you done wedding photography?
A couple, but not like, you know, it would be for family members or a friend or something. Not something that I don't want to be completely responsible for your special day.
And that's like a long day too.
Oh yeah, and people don't want to pay for it. It's very expensive. Usually I'll just do it like as a, I've done a couple video things where I'm essentially just setting up still cameras and then cutting them together later. But, or I do more engagement photos than I do wedding photos. And I just make that my wedding gift.
Smart.
And then I just don't have to deal with it.
Your friends must love having you in their life in that sense. Like, oh my God. Did one of your, some of your friends on the cover of the wedding, old wedding guide?
Yeah. Well, actually, Zach Cello was on one of the covers.
Is that really their last name?
Cello, yeah.
Okay.
The Cello family.
I didn't know if it was like a thing where like...
Yeah, he was last year or the year before. I can't remember which one. Zach and Paige. They got married this past year, actually.
Was that the one on the beach? That right? Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful photo.
Yeah, they were on that one. I had my brother and my sister-in-law were on the cover of a fall guide a couple years ago with my nephew. And then a couple of my friends, Eric and Mariah, were on the cover of a Valentine's Providence one, like probably 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
That's awesome.
So just here and there.
And Sasha's on the Hey Rhodey wedding one of the years.
Yep. Yeah, either last year or the year before. I lose track now.
Yeah.
There's just been too many different things happening. And we do so many magazines a year that I lose track pretty fast.
Everything's a blur.
Right.
It really is.
Did you see who the Rhodey? Well, then I know you guys don't remember, so I can tell you who the Rhodey gem is, and I'm really excited because it's somebody I pitched. So I'm like really proud of this one. Tia's Indoor Plants. Have you been there on Broadway in Providence?
Oh yeah, I haven't been there. The photo looks cool.
It's fucking cool. Anna's amazing. She's really cool. And then like, oh my, one time I was there, she had this like cool Pokeball plant holder that she made with a 3D printer.
What?
Yeah, I was like, yo, you need to do more of that stuff.
I've wanted to do 3D printing so bad.
You know you can do it for free?
I don't know what I would make.
Well, you still have to own the 3D printer.
The library.
Oh, really?
Warwick Library has a lot of, Providence too, a lot of them have.
Actually, the Woonsocket school department had one.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Westerly Library also, and Cumberland also.
I mean, they're a lot more affordable than they used to be.
Yeah.
You can get cheaper ones now.
We should like sign up and do one and make them like a Hey Rhodey logo like at the library and like make a content thing out of it.
I just like what? What is it printing out?
Whatever you want. So we
no,
can,
no, I get that. Yeah. But like, what is it made out of?
It's PLA. It's a plastic.
Mm.
And there's different versions of it, different like compounds for if you need it to be flexible or if you need it to be stiff or how hard you want it to be or how expensive it is and kind of the whole nine yards.
You know what? I'm going to say it. That is just a concept I cannot wrap my head around. Like you're telling me it, I'm like,
What? Have you seen the houses that they do it with?
What do you?
They have like a industrial, like huge, like almost like a construction equipment sized printer, but it's using cement. Like it's pushing out cement in like a line, and it's essentially just building it up like line by line by line by line, and they do like the whole frame of the house out with a 3D printer. It's really cool.
What?
They do it for like affordable housing and stuff like that. It's pretty sick.
You can also make guns with it.
I did know about that.
There's also, on a firearm, there's multiple parts. And like the lower would be like essentially the handle and the housing where like that you hold it by. And a lot of those are plastic.
Yeah.
So like a lot of I've seen custom companies that will do 3D printed versions of those. But that's useless until you put all the inner parts. You put the upper, you put the firing mechanisms and all that stuff in it. So like that's not a big deal because it's just a plastic piece that you need everything else for.
But what could we make for it? Like we signed for a thing at the library and like we need them to make something for us. What if we get like a Hey Rody or like our face like 3D printed? Maybe Hey Rody Lego podcast logo would be.
I'd love to get a 3D printer. They're just very expensive.
I do have the Ninja Turtles as Mount Rushmore made from a 3D printer I bought at Comic-Con last year, and it's really cool. Yeah, but Theo's is dope though, because what I like what they put in the article, which is true, like most like plant stores are usually like those outdoor gardeny kind of places. But Thea's is inside a Victorian house, which is like that's what I love about Broadway.
Broadway. I've seen it.
It's literally just a house.
It looks like a house.
It is.
And
yeah.
I only know because of the sign.
The green. I think it's a greenhouse, maybe. Or the house is green, rather. But I remember when I moved here, I've picked two therapists and an eye doctor on Broadway just because they were next to Seven Stars, and all of them were literally just in old Victorian houses. It's just like my Dr. DeChris is literally next to Seven Stars. It's my eye doctor. It's just so weird to me. Like, it's not like in some crappy plaza or something like that. It's always like a nice experience. I'm like, see my eye doctor, definitely getting Seven Stars afterwards. Maybe I'll get some flowers at Little Rock, go record shopping, you know, make a day of it.
I feel like local doctors and dentists and eye doctors, like being in houses was a pretty normal thing for a long time.
I never experienced that until I moved here.
Like you're like, you know, your private practice kind of places where there's like one or two doctors and they're just, I mean, they're not going to build out an entire thing for it. They'll just redo like half their house or, you know, an old house or something.
Is that like a zoning thing? Like they have to like
do
proper zoning to have businesses in homes? Cause I love likely. That they do that. Like, I think I love that about Broadway. And like in Wickedon too, like it's so cool. Like especially like those lawyers' offices, like in those brownstones, like that must be so dope.
Well, I guess if you don't have to change too much about the structure itself, like it then leaves you open for if you ever like you own that property, if you go to resell it, it could be business or residential, and you're not kind of locking yourself into one or the other. Makes sense.
Yeah, actually, my goal in life is to own a brownstone, or one of my retirement goals. I want to have my beachfront property, obviously, because I'm not a monster. But I want to have a brownstone on Broadway.
Have you seen all the memes now where they're talking about people buying their first homes, and they're like, "Oh, you're buying your first home. How much do you make?" And it's like back in the 60s, 70s. They're like, "Oh, I make $30,000 a year." They're like, "Oh, that's perfect. You can afford your first house." And
yeah.
It's like, "What do you make?" I make $100,000 a year, and the guy just laughs at him. It's like, you can't afford anything.
Or what is it called? Like the show on HGTV where they were like buying, I think it's called like House Hunters.
Yes, House
Hunters. And it's like the couples that it's like, I'm a lizard trainer. And she's like, and I like collect grass and like.
I make jewelry out of seashells.
Yeah. And it's like.
And our budget is $500,000.
The houses are amazing. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I love that. You know, it's good for anyone out there buying a home. We actually have the home buyer's guide in issue. I'm sure y'all forgot about that. I already bought a house and it's a terrible process. And I'm glad I did when I did it, because it's now it sounds like it's gotten way harder and way worse.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had the wherewithal or the ability to buy like right in the middle of or the beginning of the COVID pandemic. And you could get houses for a steal for a little while, right when everything dropped down, the APRs dropped, and then the housing prices hadn't gone through the roof yet. And now all the APRs are still at like 8%, and people want double what the house is worth. It's like,
just don't buy right now.
Dude,
yeah,
get out of here.
It's insane.
It's all going to crash eventually.
I remember when my cousin was telling me, like years ago, there was a period of time where the government would give you $8,000 to buy a house if you had with no money down.
What?
This is like not even like 10 years ago.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Rude Up magazine. Have it. Should I just do the whole song? Or
yeah,
just
go off.
Stop right there.
There's always programs though. Like they were running a Rhode Island was running a first time home buyers. That's obviously still the first time home buyers.
I used it. I loved it.
But then they were also doing one where it was like a grant to pay your down payment as well.
Yeah.
That ended a month before I wanted to fill out for it. I just have great timing is what it's all coming down to.
Yeah, I went through the program with Rhode Island Housing. They're a wonderful organization.
Yeah. Like, I haven't gone too far into it yet.
Oh, yeah. No, the...
We talked about how I was poor, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny, we work with so many real estate realtors. I used to work on a short-term real estate podcast. I still don't know anything about real estate. Like, it just confuses the shit out of me. Thank God for those people, because I can't do any of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. There's so many like little things involved in the entire process that, you know, I have a few friends who have bought houses and stuff, so they can kind of give a little bit of input, but it's all completely dependent on, you know, what kind of down payment you can put on, what kind of house you're buying, is it your first time, you know, what kind of mortgages do you qualify for? Like, there's so many programs and stuff involved.
We also had a really good feature that featured LitArts and Riff Raff have been teaming up to do like poetry nights.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Riff Raff must have given the photos. But Emily Olson, if you ever hear this, you did a wonderful article. It is funny because I don't really get to meet or know any of the freelance people. So it's like, I don't know these people, but they seem lovely. But good article. Actually, I met one of the freelancers last night. I met Co. I don't want to slaughter her last name, but she had written an article, and it was so funny because we had referenced her like in some episode. She had written an article about the patio.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just you reading your article. Yeah.
She does a lot of the experience pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was really nice.
She's a fantastic writer.
Oh my God. And so we're not linear ever. I just remembered who was that singer last night at the Leading Ladies party? Cause she was.
Oh, Alexis Lee.
Oh my God.
She's wonderful. She's very, very good.
I might have invited like at least 20 people on the show. So we'll see who actually follows up.
I know.
We'll see. Just come on our show. I met a lot of really wonderful people. It was a good time. Did you have questions too, Jenna? I said you were going to plan stuff out in games.
Oh yeah. We can play some games. We could, you know, whatever. But actually, I have a question. So you know how we were talking about Pizza Marvin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a Peep inspired ice cream coming out this week. Peep.
Am I the only one who just doesn't like Peeps?
Yeah, I want to know. Would you guys try it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd try it. I'm not a huge marshmallow person to begin with, unless it's like a s'mores or something. You know, like, what do you want to call it? Like cooked, heated up, gooey marshmallow. I've never been a big Peeps person.
So it is marshmallow ice cream twisted with fior di latte ice cream.
What the hell is fior di latte ice cream?
I don't know.
I mean, if it wasn't Pizza Marvin, I might be a little like, I don't know. But everything else they do is so good. Dude, the first time I went in there, they were playing a Goofy movie on the wall. And I was just like, this is the greatest place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, that Pizza J does stuff like that too.
I love, yeah. I did a build your own pizza stuff. Party at a Pizza J pre-pandemic as an adult. And it was awesome.
That sounds great.
I would love that.
I wonder if they still do it. Actually, this is my pro, especially if you're Uncle Nick over there, anyone with kids, Pizza J is the best place you can go as a parent that is not for kids, but is kid friendly. It's got pinball machines. It's got mm-hmm. video games. There's toys on the wall. The always throwing stuff. The staff is so nice. The food's amazing.
Yeah.
They're so wonderful. I go there with like Felicity or we'll bring our nieces and nephew, sack of quarters, and we'll just go through like an hour of pinball. And it's they can run around and be loud. It's the perfect place with kids.
You can run around and be loud.
Me. Yeah, usually it's me. Yeah.
Is it just me or is the like, I feel like the era, like when I was a kid was like the era of like everything being pretty family friendly. Like at a lot of places you went would have like arcade machines and stuff for the kids to do or like whatever activities that they would bring to the table or. There were a lot of like kid friendly restaurants and stuff that were all over the place. And now I feel like they're pretty much gone.
Yeah.
It's like Chili's and iPads kind of took it over.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the
technology.
Introduction of the iPad made it where they just always have a game to play. So.
I missed that though. Cause I loved, or like, did you guys have Caldors where you grew up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Caldor when I was a kid.
Defunct. Like it was like a Walmart. Just nothing important.
Yeah. No.
But they always would have those. You put the quarter in the machine, like the rides, like the carousel and that. I'm pretty sure that's how our parents would get us to go do any errand that we had to do back then.
In my head, it was the era with Caldor was also Almax was the grocery store near us.
That
was
in that those. Same. Mm.
I think that might have been a local chain. There was one in like North Smithfield, Woonsocket. And I think there were a few other ones, but
did Benny's have anything? Because I came here as an adult, so I never experienced Benny's as a child.
Oh, Benny's. It was just fun to like walk around in as a child because yeah. It was like the most like random stuff.
Like you're getting a toy if you go kind of thing.
Yeah, like if yeah, I if never I was really good.
Never really did Benny's when I was around. I know that was like a staple, but there wasn't one in like my area of the state really.
Mm.
And I always just assumed it was kind of job lot-y.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Like mm-hmm. overstock stuff. And
pretty much.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Better branding, though.
That time would be like Apex, too. Apex was around.
I never got to see that. What is Apex? What was in that building?
Apex was like.
Is I it the like one that
Caldor
looks.
Kind of.
The pyramid, right?
The pyramid?
Yeah, the Apex building in Pawtucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can answer. I drive by it and I always say, well, I wonder what was in there and immediately forget that until right now. So, what was in there? I've been here for Apex. Like 13 years.
It was a store.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I was
pretty young.
I just see the t-shirt.
About, so.
Growing up, we would go from Westerly and drive back to Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And I would always know we were close, like a little bit closer, more than halfway, because of the Apex building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or then Rhode Island has, I love, and at least when I grew up in Connecticut, this was not the case. There were not that love for like local chain lures.
Yep.
But is it? Coffee Milk Industries, they make all the really cool t-shirts. Like they have the Apex. I own a bunch of their stuff, but they make
Oh yeah, they do all the old school designs.
Yeah. Yep. So like remember that place on 146 that used to be which is long gone, but like the milk and saucer place.
It was in Northern Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's like in my hometown.
And like I would like
they
know
moved that building like three times. Still there.
It's always my
nothing
knowledge
in it. The building is there. But yeah, that's it. They saved it because it was considered a landmark.
I love that about Rhode Island. Like all these like little. I wasn't even here live for any of this, but I'm aware of it because of like these t-shirt companies. Like I literally.
Yeah, or like the Christmas ornaments, or you know, that kind of stuff.
Or like our boy Big Blue Bug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't get me started. Yeah. You know how I feel about that bug.
What was the meme that you made? You made one just recently.
Yeah, I did. I haven't posted it though because I feel like it's a little much. It's Barbie. So what's her? Oh, Margot Robbie. And then what's his name?
Ken.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Wow. I have no brain cells today. But it was Ryan Gosling as Ken kind of like leaning in to Barbie. And I made Barbie the blue bug. And then Hey Rhodey was like Ken just like looking lovingly up at Barbie. So it's just like, you know.
That's cute.
You know, kind of forced that relationship with the Big Blue Bug.
The Big Blue Bug has a name. I just can never remember Nibbles. What it is.
Nibbles. I got Frog and Toad. I got my father-in-law a Nibbles for President bumper sticker.
I mean, that's kind of goes back to the.
Yeah. I need that.
Yeah.
The Farrelly Brothers conversation.
They're Dumb and Dumber. That's how I know
Big
it.
Blue Bug in it. Yep.
Yeah. Jenna, do you know the Big Blue Bug people? I don't. But I'd like to. Don't you talk to their social person?
Yeah, whoever runs that.
Do you think they're going to listen to this and be like, you guys should like have Nibbles on? Because
Nibbles? Yeah, we'll just go sit next to the statue.
And like have a voice actor pretend to be the bug.
I love Nibbles. I don't know why. I
want to go on that roof so bad and touch Nibbles.
I just want to know what Nibbles feels like.
I'm sure
like.
That's a common thing.
I know. I just like.
It would be. There was an article forever ago on the east side of Providence. One of our old writers, I think it was Danny Amendola, maybe it might have been another one of the Patriots, lived in, like his house was there. And he had a carport that like wasn't allowed to be there.
I remember this.
And Tony did an article where he like would ask these complex questions and then the answer would be like, the carport says, and then it would just say nothing. And it was just him talking to an inanimate object for the entire thing that just couldn't respond to him. It was pretty different.
Who wrote the art? Was it Tony?
Tony Pacitti.
I love Tony. I knew he had worked. I know him from the podcast world. And then when I got this job, he's like, oh, congratulations. And for some reason, I thought he was like a freelancer. I didn't realize he was like a.
Yeah, he was one of our editors. Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He was here for the first few years that I was here.
Oh, and now he's a proud dad to twins.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Tony in a while, actually.
He had a podcast for a little while called What Do We Miss? And I remember we did one together, and he mentioned he was about to have twins. I was like, yeah, you're your show's about to end.
Yeah, you're about to. That's gonna be.
You're
busy.
Like, you're gonna miss this.
Yeah, you should call. But he's awesome, and I've actually stayed in touch. And both of us, our wives had like really traumatic births, and he was much more open about it, and like, and he writes
yeah.
about it, and
yeah, you shared a lot about it on social media.
He talks about it a lot, and it's I'm better than I am about. Well, not better, but I'm not. I went the other way with it. I went way more like quietly and internal, but I gave him a lot of credit. Yeah. And I was talking recently. We're supposed to. And he's very involved with like helping new dads, and I very much want to be one of those people, but I don't have enough time. But he has twins.
Yeah,
so
I have a lot
excuse.
Of altruistic tendencies that I'll never actually follow through on. Yeah. Because I don't know how really busy people are. Then like, oh, let me take on this charity work. I'm like, how?
I know.
I'm busy anyway.
When are
I'm
you
not working,
sleep?
I just don't want to be working anymore.
Yeah.
I admire those people. Jenna, do you want to? I have a feeling that we're kind of hitting the tail end of an hour here. Do you want to? You said you had a game or something. You want to end on one of those?
Yeah. So, do you guys want to play this or that, or do you want to play 20 questions?
This or that.
This or that.
Okay. So they are Rhode Island themed.
Can we make this a segment? Because this is such a good idea.
Yeah.
Ironically, Nick and I are the ones with the podcast experience, and you're the one who did all the prep.
Yeah, it's, she's in the producer's chair.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know how I got here. All right, ready?
I love telling people that.
Coffee milk or Dell's lemonade?
Dell's lemonade.
Dell's.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I live by the...
I've hit an age where the milk is starting to do a number on me. Not so.
The milk.
Dell's lemonade.
I go to the one in Oaklawn like 4 times a week during the summer. Because where else can you take your child and spend $1.75?
Nowhere.
You go to a free playground nearby, and then you go to Dell's.
Or I will say, though, if you want to go like what's more iconically Rhode Island, I would say coffee milk, because you can get a version of frozen lemonade, not Dell's, but a version of it elsewhere. Mm. You know, there's slushy machines and stuff all over the place. You go 2 states over, people don't even know what coffee milk is.
I never heard of coffee milk, and I'm from Connecticut
until
I
exactly.
got here.
Yeah, I'm
I
from Massachusetts, never.
Yeah,
never
so I'd say that's more like insularly Rhode Island. But
hot take, I'm not a fan.
Of what?
Coffee milk.
Oh, I like it. I just can't drink it.
I am like a fiend for chocolate milk for some reason.
Yeah, I can do chocolate milk. I don't like regular milk. It's just chocolate and that's it.
I like pound
Wait, hold
it.
On. Is it Wright's?
No,
Wright's Dairy chocolate milk?
That is the best. I
yeah,
actually.
By a long shot. Again, Wright's Dairy is in my hometown. So.
Oh. Yo, whenever
grew up on Wright's Dairy stuff.
I have this problem. It's a really bad problem. Whenever I'm in Farm Fresh Rhode Island, which is like 3 times
you
a
stop
week.
You stop. Yes.
I can convince myself I need a milkshake at Wright's.
Oh, I get
every
the
time.
Carton.
Yeah. I'll be like.
Every time.
I'll be having
we
a meeting.
Them on this podcast for the ice cream.
Oh my God. You did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn?
Prior to you folks. Everything. You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Nick likes to call those the good old days.
All right, next.
I don't want to.
have you listened to any of these episodes besides that you weren't on yet?
Yes. She's shaking. She's nodding her head. She said, yes. I've
yes,
listened
yes,
to all
yes,
of them.
Yes, 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 yes. You know who Huge actually fan. Has? My stepdad, Gary. He waits.
Oh, Gary.
He loves best. To listen to it.
Gary Carp.
Gary.
Same last name?
No. Gary Mosca.
Gary Mosca, I'm coming. We're going to start sharing out Gary now all the time.
I know. We should.
Wait, he listens to this?
Oh, he
all right, my main man
is going
Gary,
to be
go.
So excited.
Did he like how you came, how you did? You thought you did good? He's like, tell those other guys to shut up.
Yeah.
He
no.
Like,
let
like,
Jenna
Carp
speak.
I liked the show a lot. And then Jenna got on. And I'm like, oh, God.
It's like, how come I haven't seen Jenna Carp?
Trash.
All right, next this or that.
All right. Block Island or Narragansett Beach?
Block Island. If I'm going to spend $20 to park, I'm going to take a trip.
Yeah.
Narragansett Beach is overrated and overpriced. It is one of my my pet peeves in the state is Narragansett Beach.
I'm going to go Narragansett. I've only been to Block Island like twice.
I go to
Maybe
the unofficial
once.
Beaches where I don't have to pay to park and I can throw a ball without getting yelled at and go out past my waist and not get yelled at.
Want to actually hear a funny story?
I live for funny stories.
Okay.
Jenna.
It's I don't know if it's funny. But it's very random. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a story? I'll tell you if it's funny.
Yeah, okay.
There you go, Gary.
I know. Gary's going to shake his head at this one. But I used to live in Narragansett, like down by Camp Cronin.
Mm-hmm.
So one day.
That's my beach, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So one day, like all my friends came from Massachusetts. We had like a day it was when spike ball was like a really big thing. So yep. they brought a spike ball game. Some guy comes over with a ferret and he's bouncing it on the spike ball. And we're all all right.
All right, we gonna spike that thing or what, buddy? Come on.
Yeah. And then my friend Gabby like had it in her hands, like cradling it like a baby. I'm like, what is going on?
Bringing a ferret out into the world is a risky move.
Yeah. Yeah.
No leash, no collar.
That ferret. I mean, they can be relatively trained, but I would still be a little hesitant to leave the house.
They're nuts. What's spike ball?
Think of it like you know, the kids' fitness trampolines. You know, little trampolines. Think of it like that in the middle, and you have like an inflatable ball that you spike back. Which I would have to. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that's where that originated from, were those little trampolines. Somebody just had one of those and was playing the game, and then it's like, oh, we could.
Oh, like just throwing a ball, like
off of that.
So I would like to explore. I've only been to Ballard, so maybe I don't have the good experience of Block Island to really to like.
Well, I just go Block Island because Narragansett Beach is so damn expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it's so crowded. And
it's outrageous. It's crowded. You can't bring stuff on. You get yelled at for everything. And it costs you $50 a person to get on the damn beach. It's like,
is that the one where they just passed the law that you can only park for 3 hours?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
The people of that town hate people going to it.
It's like, okay, it 3 hours?
Arguably like the Rhode Island beach, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Before all of this insanity ensued. But.
Well, I would go to Musquamicket as a kid.
Same.
My dad would take us to Musquamicket or East Matunic.
Mm.
I grew up going to Musquamicket.
But you would get some nasty red tide at East Matunic.
Yeah. Well, because in Connecticut, we grew from Connecticut. Our beaches suck because we got blocked by Long Island Sound. Mm. So you drive a little bit farther over into Rhode Island and you get better waves. So
the waves at Musquamicket?
Yeah, huge.
There's decent surf in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Connecticut now, but like once, oh my God, oh my, I go boogie boarding. It is a rite of passage as a kid to get pulled under the tide and getting the shit.
You gotta go body surfing.
I did have to get rescued because I got pulled under the tide and then I was so embarrassed. I was like
18.
I was actually 28. It was last year.
All right, next.
Okay. Roger Williams Park Zoo or the Biomes?
Never been to the Biomes, so Roger Williams.
I've also never been to the Biomes, so Roger, well, Biomes are probably great, but do they have food truck events on Friday?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just
met them. This is just a sign that we have to take a little family trip to Biomes.
Yeah. I've heard it's cool.
I have too. We've written about it a bunch. I know our editors and stuff have been. I've just never personally been.
But Roger Williams is nice.
I should take the nephews to
Biomes. That'd be a good mix. Oh, God. Roger Williams is like ridiculously nice for a city our size to have a park that large. Like we have the zoo inside it. You have all like the Mr. Potato Head by the
carousel. Yes, that's what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
That's my next spot I'm going to take a picture with that potato head.
Just for the listeners, Jenna learned about the Mr. Potato Head statues very recently.
There's 47 of them and I have a picture with one.
I feel like they went up soon when to be I was two. Like, maybe 18, 17, something like that. They've been around for a long time.
I had no idea.
They just resurfaced, apparently. But
yeah,
and they're tall.
They're huge.
They're huge.
I didn't know there was more than one.
I think it is bigger than me.
Oh, for sure it's bigger than you.
Yeah. I made Josh pull over, turn around, get out of the car.
I found one.
I'm like, it's right there.
Where did you see it?
In Bristol.
Ooh.
Or Warren. I think it's in Warren. It's just out of Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you find the one? Is the one that's over on Post Road still there?
There's one on Post Road?
I think we were like four buildings down from it last night. I'm pretty sure there used to be one at like the Hertz. I think it was Hertz Rent-A-Car or something over there that had one.
Oh, does Caserta's have one?
I have no idea. I'm only going so far here. So
they either have one or they have a different thing I have a picture with. But yeah, I love Roger Williams.
Have you ever had a photo?
If you're a true Rhode Islander, have you had your photo shoot, like a graduation or any sort of photo shoot done at Roger Williams?
I've done photo shoots at Roger Williams.
Well, I'm not a true Rhode Islander.
Yeah, but no. Felicity had her, I've had so many like family stuff there, but we had our, what do you call those? Gender reveal?
Gotcha.
Oh, did you guys light
a national park on fire or anything?
I have, but that wasn't for that. By national park, I mean it was in the woods next to my house, and I had to talk to the fireman.
Well, do you know?
My parents' couch.
Now they're doing, kind of, actually, it has nothing to do with gender reveals, but if someone is having a second baby, instead of doing a baby shower, they call it a sprinkle.
Yep.
What's
that
mean?
I have a brother with three kids, so yeah. I've got all the terminology.
Oh, so you've been to a couple sprinkles?
It's just like, because you already have a lot of the basics, which is what a baby shower typically is. Like load you up with all the basics. So it's kind of, they call it a sprinkle because it doesn't have to be like a full-fledged baby shower.
Oh, they're like, well, now you're doubling your cost.
Listen, you're on kid three.
You're on your own.
We're all the same people coming to this thing. Yeah. We've given you enough.
Yeah.
We've
got enough of our stuff. Bleeding us dry.
Did you not save the onesies?
I know, right?
It is funny though, because it was like the Super Bowl. It was for the Super Bowl. I went to my brother's house, and like, you just think sometimes, I'm like, five, 6 years ago, if like we had all been like, oh, this is what our lives are going to be in 5 years, we would all laughed about it. There must have been 15 kids running around, and newborn to 5 year olds, and there's just so many kids. I'm like, where did all these kids come from? First of all, you guys need a calm down.
Yeah.
Do you two hang out with the kids and like family events? Like, what kind of adult are you? Like, I'm still at the kids table with the kids, and I'm almost 40.
Depends on my mood.
Yeah.
I have like so much fuel tank for kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like they're in the right mood where they're just being playful and they're not being little terrors, and I'm in the right mood and I'll hang out with them forever. But other nights I'm like, nah, I'm good. Go bother somebody else.
Victoria says that
go play in traffic.
I bring out the hyper in children.
Oh,
that's my brother.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I take pride in being fun uncle. But yeah, like,
my brother's a bit of a nut, and then they like complain that the kids are nuts. I'm like, that's you, dude.
It's like, where do you think they're getting
what
it from?
Are you doing, man?
Yeah.
They all like climbing all over him and wanting to get picked up and thrown around. And,
yep.
And they do that with me. And I'm like, he's 6'5" and jacked. Like, I can throw you twice and I'm dead for
you're
the
like,
week.
I'm not your father.
Yeah, I threw out my hip.
Yeah, they all want to run. Oh, God. At last year, we were in Narragansett. My cousins and my family rented a house in Narragansett. And it was like all the cousins with, and it was like the three little girls. They just spent the entire day beating the shit out of me. Like, the boys were a little bit older, so they were outside playing soccer, and we were going back and forth. So it was Felicity, Jane, and Heather, and Charlotte from like, they're like maybe like 6 to 4, literally just beating me. I would have to like get hands and knees, pretend I'm a horse. They would start to pretend they're riding the horse, and then they would like just run over and like punch me in the stomach. Girls are it was hilarious.
Little kids are just little psychos.
Well, I like to beat the crap. I roughhouse them, but I'm like,
yeah, you gotta make
them
tough.
Show them what's up, right? So like, you know, they're going bigger than them.
I until like my friends and brother started having kids, I hated kids. I was not a kids person.
Similar.
Until like I had like an emotional connection to a couple, and then I'm like, okay,
all right, we can
other
be
people's
friends.
Kids that I have no emotional connection to, I'm like, calm your kid down.
Yeah, like
they're being a little
much.
Loud in the movie theater.
I still don't really like me. I still don't even
I'm
like back.
I'm the crotchety old man.
Shock.
All right. Let's do one more and then wrap this bad boy
okay.
up.
Okay. Wait, because you said I'm the like crotchety old man. Have you heard of
Shook My Fist at the Sky a couple of times? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It made me think of who's the little guy on Sesame Street?
Elmo?
Pepe?
Pepe. Oh yeah, Pepe.
I thought you were gonna say Oscar the Grouch.
I love Pepe.
No.
I live in a trash can.
Like, I feel like, Nick, this is
yeah, that could be me.
When you're, Pepe. Like, flustered and just running around.
No, he's not Sesame Street. He's a Muppet.
He's a Muppet.
Oh, yeah. Muppet.
Which is, I know Sesame Street's are also Muppet. I'm a huge Muppet fan, in case you didn't know.
I know. I'm sorry. Why are you screaming at me? Yeah. It was an accident.
I oh, my God.
It's a Muppet! I loved Muppet Babies when I was a kid.
Me too. And they did do you watch Babies. The new one with your nieces and nephews? It's actually really good. Felicity had a little phase.
If I'm getting them to watch stuff, it's because I don't want to deal with them anymore. Yeah. Watch something.
You're like, you want to see this?
Here's
YouTube?
Your iPad. Yeah. Watch whatever you want. I don't care.
Before you ask your last question, though, do you have like a favorite Muppet movie, or am I the only Muppet person here?
I just like Pepe.
Just Pepe.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you what they
were. Christmas
now.
Carol.
Whatever ones were before
Muppet Takes Manhattan is like the
whatever
go-to.
Ones were when I was a kid. I liked all of them.
I can't remember anything from when I was a kid.
We should uncover that trauma rabbit hole.
No, I know.
Day.
I
learned that one.
No,
from,
I have
from
like
a paid professional.
I'm sure there's a real word for it, but I have like, I guess you would call it like responsive memory, where like if you ask me to like, oh, what was your favorite thing when you were a kid? I can't dig up anything, but like triggered stuff will pull out memories for me.
So that
but I'm bad at like immediate recall and stuff.
When we were talking about businesses being in houses, I had a flashback to my orthodontist, and mm-hmm. I was just like staring.
Yeah. That's so very yeah. typical ADHD things yeah. for us. ADHD. Yeah.
That's it's like that's so Raven. Memory.
Yeah. I missed that.
Sure. We don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but apparently there's a Nickelodeon documentary that's stirring up some emotions.
Oh my goodness. No, I cried. It is terrible.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
I've seen it parts of it.
None of it's going to surprise me.
Well, you know what surprised me? That they had three convicted pedophiles working for the show.
Yeah.
Like usually when you hear controversy of like alleged, like, and there were three people who were arrested while working at Nickelodeon for child pornography, and one of them got hired back.
Well, now I'm like,
none of that stuff surprises me anymore.
It was not like, my era of Nickelodeon.
They're all monsters? No shit.
But yeah, it's fucking bad.
Or how about when the Nickelodeon...
I will say, though, never mind. I'm not going to bring that hot take in. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, no. Now I kind of want to hear it.
I was going to say, something they were doing was working because the shows were great back then.
Well, so now I'm like...
They were creative, but they were monsters.
Am I a monster because I watched and enjoyed all the shows?
Nope. Not even a little. I worked a lot of sexual.
I'm gonna go the opposite way. I'm gonna say yes. Yes, you are a monster.
Yes. Well,
it's just more
depends on who you ask.
No, it's the people who do it in the system that protects them are the monsters, not you, the viewer.
Well, and for the most part, and again, I haven't actually watched this thing. I've heard people talking about it. It seems to be more like folks that worked on the set. It would be like grips or people that were like the intermediaries between like the information people or you know whatever. It wasn't necessarily like the showrunners or creators
typically. No, it was Dan Schneider is the guy, and then the other three.
Well, you know that's where Drake Bell like came out and announced.
Yeah, I didn't know who any of these people
were.
Yeah,
I know who these people are. And but...
So now I'm wondering, Josh Peck, did you know the whole time?
He was the one who got he's the pedophile, I thought.
No, he was the brother or the friend.
He had a different trauma history that he's gone into.
It was clear by age because whole era of Nickelodeon was before that, so I never knew any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Most of my Nickelodeon was cartoons.
Yeah, like Rugrats and stuff.
Hey Arnold,
Rugrats.
I love Doug.
You know, when cartoons weren't trippy cartoons.
Or like, all I used to watch all that, and like Kenan and Kel, and I'm mm-hmm. kind of that, but it is, I'm just sad. It hurts my. I'm glad it's all coming to light. I'm disgusted of Nickelodeon and how they've reacted to it. And like, God, to be a survivor of sexual assault,
it is like yes, the whole thing is awful. I'm not going to continue to say that because it's obviously awful.
Yeah.
So let's just put that up. The whole thing's awful. But also, like, it does feel like we're just retreading old stuff now. It's like, yeah, we've gone over the fact that Hollywood in general was run by monsters for the last 100 years. Like, so now we're just bringing up more trauma-based stuff to be like, guess what, we found out that people watch this stuff about other people being monsters, so let's keep making this content because we think people are gonna watch it. And that's all this is.
And they
I don't want to watch.
Well, have you guys
I get depressed enough on my own. I don't need someone else's help.
I don't need something else taking dopamine and serotonin from me. I'm working hard enough to have it.
Yeah, I know. It's like the conundrum. Like
we took a dark turn here.
I know. I do just want to.
I guess that was my fault. Huh?
Yeah. Well, have you guys heard?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, Gary, how you doing? Have you heard about the Diddy stuff?
Oh, yeah. God. Yo, that took a turn. Oh, my God.
I like that he was just immediately like, I'm going to a non-extradition country. See ya.
I should shout them out.
I know. He's like, I'm out.
He's
the only one with a brain, apparently. Everybody else is like, sticks around, like, they'll never find out. He's like, I'm out. See ya. See you later.
I was on, shout out Carl Bird and Victor Omeyemo from Codex Prime. They had me on their podcast to promote Hey Rody podcast last week. So thank you guys. But I like made like a quick, and it was a live stream. I said something about Diddy, and it was like, before it broke to what it was. And they're like, well, I'll just go around that. We'll see what's going to happen with the Diddy stuff. And then it went the next day. We're like, oh, because it went from he was accused of like rape, right? Or sexual assault to
all kinds of stuff.
I can't even get into it.
It got worse. It went from like allegations to like
shit. Whatever you think is like
traffic,
kind of the worst thing.
Like he's like Epstein.
It's worse than that.
He's like Epstein level of like.
Well, there's also like, so there's we're at the point in the story where it's kind of grain of salt because they do just kind of throw everything at the, like when they're doing coverage, they throw everything at it. Yeah. So he could be guilty of all of these things
or
none of them or somewhere in the middle. But it is also funny. I saw a meme that was, you know, that that song, "Walk into the party feeling like P. Diddy."
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and
what
like,
up, girl?
And it's that, and then it's just the next thing is just somebody being like, the eyes, like, oh, that one didn't age well,
right?
Did you see those like clips of like he was like with a young Justin Bieber talking about how he was like the legal guardian of Usher when he was like 13? And it's like there's all these weird things coming out.
It seems like no matter what I do, I can't get us off of this depressing stuff.
No, I know. Actually, I can get us off of it.
We were at a party last night and all of our dopamine's gone because we're all like,
I'm just trying to steer us away.
Let's see. Okay.
We're going rogue.
Clam cakes or crow hogs?
This fucking transition was awesome.
Clam cakes or quahogs?
Epstein's Island. Clam cakes or quahogs?
I'm like, so what are your thoughts on clam cakes?
So what do you think Diddy does to the clam cakes?
Clam cakes. Clam cakes is my this or that.
I don't like either of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't eat seafood.
I don't even know what a quahog is.
Dip it in a white chowder.
A quahog?
Did they have them last
night?
You are
definitely not from Rhode Island.
No, I don't. I like oysters. That's about it.
I don't know if we had them last night.
There was some
seafood.
You never
had a stuffy?
Well,
stuffy's a quahog.
That's a quahog. Yeah, like a stuffy.
Yeah.
Okay, get your head out of the gutter.
Funny, like,
it does sound very sexual. I'm sorry.
Growing up in Rhode Island, like how many like really Rhode Island centric foods there are? Mm. There's a lot that are like
hot wieners.
Hot wieners, which are everybody for the longest time didn't realize that was a Rhode Island food because we called them New York system wieners.
But yeah.
Apparently it was just because they would be sold out of a cart.
They were trying
which
to.
Was the New York system was the cart sales.
Oh.
So they started calling it New York system wieners. Now the argument is just who started it.
Well, oh, no, it's Baba's.
Oh, okay.
Baba's on Smith Street, 1927, baby.
Chris is like.
About to turn 98. Oh. Even the Onlyville people.
The guy that doesn't know what quahogs are is going to tell us.
He's
Could you tell I had a meeting with them?
Oh,
they were lovely. They're about to turn 97.
Oh, they told you they're the oldest?
Yeah, well, that. Yeah,
that'd be like me being like, I'm the fastest, and you're like, Nick's definitely the fastest.
They're established 1927. I think New York system Onlyville is like a year later, maybe.
Oh, the argument I've heard isn't even the Onlyville one; it's the Woonsocket one.
Oh, then maybe
that I think that they're argued to be the oldest, but again, I don't freaking know, man. But I like wieners.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid to say it, Jenna.
And you know, you know the Talking Heads video where he's doing that weird David. What was his name? David Burns doing that weird dance, like trapping his hand. That's him. He used to work at the one on Smith Street. That's his dance is stacking the wieners on his arm. That's literally what that is from.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Like the point of pride is how many they can do at once.
Yeah.
Straight up the arm.
I do like a good hot dog.
I never heard of the word hot wiener. And I still giggle every time I hear it. It's so funny to me.
But there are very Rhode Island, we've touched on a bunch already.
Coffee milk,
New York system wieners.
Pizza strips.
Quahogs, pizza strips. Pizza
Did you
chips.
Guys actually know there is a state rock?
I actually did know this.
Is it lime?
No.
No, it's shit. It's like literally it's super rare. Am I wrong?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Remember what it's called?
It is Cumberlandite.
Yeah, Cumberlandite.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds like a joke.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's amazing.
It's very, very rare, and there's like a large stone in Cumberland somewhere.
They're like,
I think I found
Cumberlandite.
Can we make or something? Can we get a picture of it and make shirts that say I got stoned in Cumberland?
Got stoned in Cumberland.
And just have a picture of the rock because
I got like, crabs at Joe's.
I would buy them. We should make Hey Writing Podcast like that T-shirt. So that'd be like I got stoned in Cumberland.
It's just a rock.
On the ground.
Like yeah, like this rock rocks.
Is it by a school?
We've reached the end of my knowledge.
Yeah.
That's all right.
As far as I go. I think I learned this on like an Instagram reel or something.
So how did we do today, everyone? We're all a little low energy.
We're doing all right. All right. Let's do one more of this or that and then actually wrap this up.
Rhode Island style pizza. So grilled or New York style pizza?
Wait a minute. Is this a thing? What's Rhode Island style pizza?
Grilled. Grilled apparently.
Yeah. Al Forno invented it. Have you ever had Al Forno's
like
pizza?
On a grill?
Yeah. You never had grilled pizza? Like Bob and Timmy's when it was there?
Would that be like wood-fired pizza?
No, like actual grill. Like
I'm
actually
sure
grill.
I've had it. I've never heard of any pizza referred to as Rhode Island style pizza.
New York's going to win that one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
or Connecticut.
Bob and Timmy's, or is it now just Timmy's? It was Bob and Timmy's grilled pizza on the hill. I think it might just be Timmy's now, but it was invented at Al Forno's Pizza. They had, oh my God, the sweet corn is so good. It is very good.
I don't like this or that. Let's move on to another one. Do you have any other ones?
It's supposed to be the last one like five times.
I know.
I do have one
until
more.
Until we get to the perfect one.
But that one I had no input on.
I know you're like.
I'm the guest, damn it.
Sorry.
This is actually your show. We actually just kind of, we just pop in and steal it.
No, it's not.
Next. Okay. Providence, Waterfire, or the Bristol 4th of July Parade?
Ooh, I'm going to go Waterfire.
That's a good one. I'd probably go Waterfire too. Actually, no, I'll go 4th of July Parade. Only because it only happens once.
Yeah, true. And Waterfire happens.
Yeah, it's repetitive throughout. It's true.
But Waterfire
has grown into something really, really cool too.
Dude, my first Waterfire, I remember I was dating Victoria and she just told me we were going to Waterfire. And I lived in Connecticut and she lived here. And the whole time on the Waterfire, I thought we were going to that restaurant in the mall called Fire and Ice or Fire and Water. That is
Fire and Ice. Fire and Ice all the time.
So like, you have to amend my mindset. I have no idea. I've never heard of Waterfire. And I think
you
I'm
must
going
have been so disappointed when you thought
going
you were
to a restaurant.
Oh my goodness.
And then I come out and there's just and it was also the Arts and Idea Festival going on simultaneously. There was opera music playing throughout the city. It felt like Gotham. My head exploded and she's like, yeah, this is every, I'm like, I thought we were going to a restaurant. And this is the most amazing experience. It was one of the most
you know what's really funny? Amazing. I was underwhelmed by Waterfire the first time when I was a kid.
Shocked.
Only because like I didn't know what I had heard of Waterfire all the time. Like I knew the name Waterfire. I just had never been to one. And then like I was young enough where I was like, oh, they set the water on fire.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn, this is gonna be sick. And then it was just like fireplaces on the water.
Okay,
and I was like, this isn't what I thought it
you're
was.
You're like, I need to see explosions.
I think I was like 14 or something. When but it just, I was ready to have my, I was like, it was going to be like Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey level blow my mind. And it was just like a brazier on the water. And I was like, oh.
Both of my in-laws, they moved up here from New Jersey. And so they volunteer with Waterfire. And like my mother-in-law does the tours and my father is one of the fire tenders. Cause like, you know, you need to.
On a gondola?
Yeah, on the gondolas. Like you have to like make friends as an adult. So that was like their way to get involved.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to.
I go out of my way to not make any friends.
But the Waterfire. Yeah,
I have enough.
It's
Thank you.
I love Waterfire so much. Like it's so unique. And now like I'm used to it because I've been to so many of them.
Yeah.
But I love when you go, you bring someone who's never been to one. And it's hot on a beautiful summer night. Like there's, oh.
Wow.
God.
Set that scene.
Yeah. Remember, did you ever go to Mama
Kim's? It is really cool.
Dude, it's amazing. Nowhere else has that in the world. Well, maybe I think Venice stole it from us now.
The like water fire portion itself is really just like it's the scenery to set an event around.
Then there's like music and like, you know, you're here long enough, but it's really special that you can go on a gondola ride. And if Josh and myself were more romantic men, we would do that for our ladies.
Don't worry.
I hope he has.
My dad used to, he probably still is, but when my dad lived here, he was friends with one of the guys that like did the boat.
Oh, the captain guys?
Yeah.
I've done that. It's fun.
So I took my friend Gabby. And we had a nice romantic.
A little gal date?
Gal date, you know?
More friends need to have dates together. I'm for it.
Leaving or ending things on a thing I miss. How's that for a Rhode Island thing? Is the, I think it was BRU's free concert series.
Oh my God.
And that was when from the Providence Place Mall was where they would do Gravity Games. And it was just this big open lot essentially. And they used to have the concerts directly in the, like in, there was a lot across from the Providence Place Mall, and that's where the concerts used
to
be.
Who did you get to see? I saw the later ones.
A bunch of cool spots there.
My friend saw Brand New play there. They drove.
I saw Brand New.
And they didn't tell me. And they
I went like every week when they did them. So I've seen a lot of bands. I'm not going to be able to pull them off the top of my head.
Was this before they were like
Senses Fail might have been there?
Where it looks the way now with the water is? Like with the like stage? Or
I saw one there. I can't remember the name of the band. But that was like, I think that would be like the tail end of the concert. So they had like this huge like stage that got set up and
it's fucking awesome.
Wow. Wild. I didn't know that was a thing. No, I have no idea.
One year we saw Cold War Kids and they had like the number one song on the radio at the time. And it was Beautiful Night. And they sold it out, which you can't do. So they had the kayaks, the front. It was just a sea of people. And then they started doing Miracle Mile, which that song, we were all into it. It's like, I want to see you jump. And it was everyone outside. It must've been like six. That number. So it was magical.
Whoever I saw, I remember them announcing that they were told by the city that they weren't allowed to swear. And then they just proceeded to swear their heads off for the next 20 minutes.
My favorite is when artists I would love and I had paid and would still pay to continue to see would play for free. Like mm-hmm. we saw Andrew McMahon, who like played in Something Corporate, and Jax Mannequin, who's like one of my favorite artists. Like,
oh, Victoria, my goodness.
We see him for years, and he played for free at Water Place Park, and he didn't do any Something Corporate songs at this point. And he's like, you know what? I haven't done this in a long time, but it's just so beautiful. And he launched into Me and the Moon. Like I'll be honest, I literally cried. It was like I turned into like I was like just discovering the first like emo album. I'm like, I can't. And I was with like my super hot girlfriend, no wife, and it was just like, I can't believe this is real. But yeah,
wow.
I miss BRU, man. It was the fucking awesome.
Those were awesome.
And I think it's still around in some capacity online.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure the free concerts. I don't even know if they do them anymore.
No.
Artificially wrapping up this episode because I think we're like at like an hour and a half or something now. So
that's yeah,
typical for us.
Let's wrap it up. I think a quick kind of touch base for everybody would be, I'm not sure when this is going to go live, but April 16th we have our Who to Watch party at Narragansett Brewery on Tocwanton Street in Providence. We'll have tons of promo going on social media. We'll have promo on our websites. You can grab tickets and it'll be a free drink, food. We'll have some kind of live entertainment. You get to meet all of our Who to Watch folks. It'll be a really fun time. So that's my my sign off of call to action there.
Love that. All right, bye.
All right, let it rip. See you later, everybody.
Oh yeah. Let it rip.
That's how we end it.